The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 0 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Sarah Martirana, and here are today's headlines. We now know who will be running Montreal for the next 4 years. Best before dates are costing Canadians, and mortgage holders stressed out about their finances. Mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferrada was just sworn in a few days ago, but she's hit the ground running. She has already named her executive committee. Gabriel Watson is reporting from City Hall, where the announcement was made this morning. So, Gabriel, there's a lot of interest in this committee?
Sarah, big crowd, lots of media. It seems like every journalist in Montreal is here, waiting for Soraya to start a conference a little late.
So why should we care about who's on this committee?
It holds serious political and symbolic importance, says Zimi Zubaras, special advisor to Mayor LaPalme.
So it's extremely important that you have the right people in the right place, because when an administration changes, certainly you want the policies to change, or the way in which the politique, your political orientation changes.
How powerful is this committee?
Well, according to political analyst Santiago Ploto Sanchez, the executive committee has a series of important duties and responsibilities.
They basically take more important decisions, more current decisions. So they will prepare the budget, different rules.
The committee will no doubt face serious difficulties as food insecurity, homelessness, and crime continues to be a serious problem in Montreal.
Thank you, Gabriel. After years of strict regulations on vaping products, Quebec has jumped onto the bandwagon. The SQDC announced today that it will be launching two new vape products. Manoj Subramaniam has the story.
For years, vape users in Quebec have decried the ban and restrictions on flavored vape products. Now, with the launch of two new products by the government-owned SQDC, vape user advocates say it is hypocritical of the government.
Well, to me, it's kind of funny, you know, because they want to sell those vaping products in the SQDC in order to protect the people from the black market, while they're pushing the vapors to the black market, you know.
SQDC announced that there'll be two new vaping products hitting the shelves soon. 21-year-old cannabis user Winnie says she's on board.
I think it can be nice because it's easier to use and it's more user-friendly. And also during the cold, you don't necessarily want to go out there for a long periods of time.
What Winnie sees as convenience has others like 21-year-old Miren on guard.
Having something that's like always on you, that's like always ready, seems like it'd be easier to be really like compulsive.
SQDC says they're launching the products as they see a demand. They say 28% of cannabis users in the province use cannabis vapes through illegal means.
Yes, because in the past few years, we have looked at the data and see that this consumption method is not a consumption method that will pass. People are more and more interested in that kind of method. So for us, it was the decision between making sure that we're capturing the black market consumers and bringing them to illicit market, and making sure also that we can provide a safer product for consumers.
For Concordia News, Manoj Subramaniam.
New research found that household food waste is rising, and it's costing Canadians more than they think, often over misunderstanding best before dates. Some experts say there's room to rethink these labels, but not everyone agrees. Deirdre Danovich has the story.
It turns out the date on your yogurt tub may be costing you money. A new national study reveals the average Canadian household tosses $246 of edible food every year due to confusion surrounding those best before labels. Many people assume the dates indicate safety when they actually refer to quality. Registered dietitian Robert Glantz notes that while there is some wiggle room after these dates pass, it may not be ideal for everyone.
This is very different for people with weakened or compromised immune systems, who may not want to take that risk, of course. And, you know, sometimes I've been known to just cut the kind of moldy part off a piece of cheese. This would not be necessarily safe for everyone, depending on their personal circumstances.
Too Good To Go's Look, Smell, Taste label, launched in Canada last year, now appears on a range of products and encourages Canadians to use their senses. However, not everyone is on board with this approach. Many food banks aren't thrilled about receiving items that are close to or past their best before dates. Suzanne Scarrow, executive director at West Island Mission, agrees.
We serve with dignity. So our preference is to have items that are in good standing, that are not near their best before date, but we do receive quite a bit.
Glantz says, however, that there are foods that are less likely to expire after their best before date and safer for consumption.
Prepackaged foods, things like crackers and soups and anything canned, these products probably you don't need to throw out quite so quickly.
Experts say cutting food waste is one of the easiest ways Canadians can save money. For Concordia News, I'm Deirdre Danovich.
The Government of Canada will be removing federal barriers to trade between provinces. Goods, services, and workers that are in line with provincial or territorial requirements will also now be recognized as meeting federal requirements. This is after the government finalized regulations from the Free Trade and Labor Mobility in Canada Act. It is estimated that eliminating all the federal, provincial, and territorial internal trade barriers could boost the gross domestic product as much as $200 billion over time. The act and regulations will come into effect on January 1, 2026. Bad news for young single men. A new study found that single men under 65 years old are facing poverty in Quebec more than anyone else. Zach Dutra has more on the story.
Single men under 65 are facing the highest level of poverty in Quebec. A new report found that a single man is 5 times more likely to be in poverty than one with a family. Head in Hands Executive Director Andy Vincent says the center has seen a rise in the amount of food baskets they give out.
50 baskets, individual baskets to 250, like from COVID times till about now.
The data analyzed for the report was from 2022, and economist Moshe Lander says the information could be specific to COVID times when things were harder.
So that's always a little bit of a cautionary tale when you look at the data, because COVID was an exceptional time, especially if you were living alone.
While the study found men were affected the most, Vincent says it is the case for so many people that visit the center.
A lot of folks are living, I would say, like one or two paychecks away from, you know, having to be at the food bank, or maybe they even have a job and they're still needing to access that.
The report also looked into other demographics. They found that 1 in 5 single women are facing poverty. Zach Jutra for Concordia News.
Some good news for future Montreal renters. Montreal housing starts were up 104% compared to October of last year due to a significant increase in multi-unit starts. Quebec housing starts were up by 34% compared to October 2024. But looks like the rest of Canada isn't doing as well as Montreal and Quebec. Canadian housing starts were down a total of 3% compared to 1 year ago and down 17% compared to September. A new national study revealed that many Canadian mortgage holders are becoming more financially vulnerable as household budgets tighten across the country. Hassan Bale joins us now with the story. Hassan, what's behind the growing financial strain and who is being hit the hardest?
It's a significant concern, Sarah. The study shows that 44% of mortgage holders report the current economic situation is negatively impacting their personal finances. While 57% have concerns about job loss in the next 12 months, the most concerning is that 50% say they would have serious problems paying bills if their main earner were unable to work. I spoke with financial analyst Samuel Obeida. He says the biggest driver is the sharp rise in payments when mortgages come up for renewal, especially with the current inflation.
Most mortgages with the variable rate, the term finishes and they renew the mortgage at current interest rates, not the rates that people signed up for when they originally got the mortgage.
What are experts saying about what comes next?
Experts warn that the pressure is unlikely to ease anytime soon. With more mortgage renewals coming in 2025, payment shocks could intensify. I spoke with senior economist Moshe Lander. He says a mortgage is a long-term responsibility that would only end when it's paid off.
At what point is anybody going to say, I'm not stressed about my mortgage? Probably it's when the mortgage is paid off. So whether that's 25 years from now, 30 years from now, 35 years from now, that's when maybe somebody can breathe a sigh of relief. That's the nature of owning a home.
How many Canadians are feeling this financial pressure right now?
The study points to millions of mortgage holders under strain nationwide. The number of people who say they can meet their payments without stress has dropped sharply. More households are cutting back on essentials, and many are turning to savings just to get through the months. We can expect this financial strain to continue through next year, with many Canadian homeowners bracing for tougher months ahead.
Thanks, Hassan. The REM experienced a brief system-wide disruption this morning after a truck hit a viaduct near the Bois-Franc station. This happened only 3 days after the REM Durmontang extension opened to the public. The extended REM network accepted their first paying customers on Monday. Just after 7 a.m., service between Bois-Franc and Côte-de-Liesse was suspended. Shuttle buses ran between the two stations while commuters waited for the train schedule to be back on track. Germany punches its ticket to the World Cup with a dominant win over Slovakia. The Dallas Cowboys roll past the Raiders, the Raptors hang on against the Hornets for a fourth straight victory, and Canadians lose against the Blue Jackets in a late-game shootout. Here's Lucas Fanisha with sports.
He is in, and Jeff Greaves has got it!
Montreal's late push wasn't enough as the Canadiens lost 4-3 to the Blue Jackets in a shootout last night. After trailing 3-1, they battled back to a tie before the end of regulation. In overtime, Montreal fired 6 shots while Columbus didn't get any, but the puck just wouldn't go in, and it's in the shootout that Kirill Marchenko scored the winner, leaving the Canadiens just short in a tough finish.
Here's Bridges attacking, Bridges spinning back, fading, no, batted out, denied by Scotty!
The Raptors squeezed out their closest win for the season, edging the Hornets 110-108 in Toronto last night. After giving up a late three-pointer, the Raptors answered with a big dunk to tie the game, and RJ Bennett scored the winning layup in the final seconds. Also, for the fans of Victor Wembanyama, you'll be concerned to hear that the Spurs have recently announced that their star player will be out for a few weeks due to a calf strain. The team says they'll reevaluate him in 2 or 3 weeks.
Jobs on that last effort by Pickens. Here's Lamb, wide open, backs in for the touchdown.
The Dallas Cowboys rolled past the Las Vegas Raiders 33-16 on Monday Night Football. Dallas's offense came alive after a pretty slow start, with the Cowboys scoring on 5 straight drives to take control of the game. Their defense also kept the pressure on, forcing mistakes and holding the Raiders to limited chances. The win gives Dallas a much-needed boost while the Raiders dropped 2 wins for 8 losses on the season. And in league news, the Los Angeles Rams jumped to the top of the NFL power rankings for the first time in season after Week 11's games.
Zane Uedrogo! The definition of dream debut! The Leipzig player in his own stadium!
Germany has never failed to qualify for the World Cup, and this year is no different. The team crushed Slovakia 6-0 on Monday to book its spots to the 2026 tournament. The game also saw 19-year-old Asano Adego become the youngest player ever to score for Germany. The team now heads to the 21st World Cups, hoping to bounce back after 2 early exits.
Thank you, Lucas. Bad news for the environment, but good news for dinner parties. Canada and South Africa are talking about a deal that could lead to more South African wine at Canadian stores in exchange for Canadian gas. The final deal will likely be made a Foreign Investment Promotion and Protection Agreement, but the South African High Commissioner has a different title for it. He's called it the Gas for Wine Deal. Make sure to break out your thickest sweaters and your warmest scarves if you haven't already. Highs will not be over 3 degrees for the next week. Lows will be ranging from -2 to -4. The sun will be out until Thursday, and then we're looking at a little snow, but not enough to get the shovels out just yet. There's more snow on Sunday, but just a little. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Sarah Martirana.